This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
California, here we come.
The bare minimum.
Go, Golden Bed!
Berkeley is actually really great.
Suck it, Stanford.
I can't wait to go back. I'm building such a community there.
Golden Bed! Golden Bed! Golden Bed!
Suck it, Stanford. Welcome to the Bare Minimum.
Well, hello, and welcome back to the Bare Minimum. I'm your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm joined by my wonderful daughter in town for a few more hours from the University of Berkeley at California. Or just the University of Berkeley, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's Megan Merrifield. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I mean, I'm not great. I'm having to deal with a catastrophic loss for my football program and the reason that I podcast, and that's not fun.
Yeah.
But we're
Sorry,
trying to have a little bit
relate.
Of fun with it. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Your team won yesterday, so you can't really relate.
Yeah, I know. It's rare, but I know it can happen sometimes.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, I was expecting a nice, easy victory from the Bruins, and they disappointed me. We have that going for us. But you're here, and you're going to fly back tonight, and then you're going to come back for Thanksgiving. But how are you doing? How's it been going?
It's been a rough couple of weeks for a lot of reasons, but school has also been pretty good.
Oh, yeah? You've been doing a lot of studying and stuff?
Yeah. I've been going to the library, which is, like, one of my favorite things to do now.
Yeah.
Not in a nerd way.
Well, it's kind of in a nerd way.
But a little bit. I like it, though. It's very nice. There's, like, an outside balcony, and then there's, like, an inside underground part, so I like to go to both.
What library is that?
It's Moffitt Library, which is connected to our main library underground.
That's very cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You also have been very busy with some of the softball stuff, I know, right?
Yes.
You had your first road trip. That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, and there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And who did we play?
Played the stupid Trojans.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And how'd you do against the old Trojans?
Not very good, but might I add that
I thought
the
you
Trojans,
won a game.
No, we didn't.
Oh, I thought you
we
did.
Lost both miserably, but I did pretty good, personally.
Oh, your mom is so not, like, I don't know
like we
what
were
she
down
was doing watching, because she's like, oh
so
yeah,
many
they,
runs
they
to
got
where
murdered
it didn't matter
by the first,
anymore.
They got murdered in the first game, but I think they won the second game.
No, the second game, we started right away with, like, one of the girls on my team hit a home run straight away, and we started off pretty good, but it kind of crumbled. And then I ended up getting on base, and I made it to second on an error on my single. And then I stole third, and I dove, and
good job.
It was
yeah,
pretty
I heard you had
some awesome.
Good slides and stuff.
I still have, like, scrapes on my arms from that. And then I made it home on a hit, and I did really good catching. So.
Yeah, and did you catch most of the two games or not?
I think I caught about half the time. I caught a full game, so yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Oh, very good. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I missed that. I was in Tucson at the time looking at nuclear warheads and missiles and things and watching the Bruins lose, which what else is new there? But
but what I was going to say is we did lose by a lot, but it was our first game together.
This season. That's right.
And also, USC does not have an actual women's softball team.
Yeah.
So they're all of, like, their D1 players would be on their club team. So it's kind of a different level.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way I was thinking about it was they don't have a Division I team, so they probably don't have a lot of Division I. They don't have Division I ready players playing there.
Yeah.
However, any girl that was pretty darn good at softball that is also going to SC, which is a pretty big campus, if the top level they could play is their club softball team. Right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
does change the math a little bit. And plus, like, do they have an actual legit
they
coach?
They had an actual coach, and we're all student run. So it's definitely different.
So, I mean, you know, there's no shame. Like I said, when you're playing the club sports, there's definitely going to be ups and downs in the level of competition you're playing and the level of competition you can put forward. But you survived the trip, number one, which involved a bunch of young women driving up and down from the Berkeley area down to Los Angeles.
Yeah, about
vans,
a 7-hour drive
vans.
In, like, big mom SUVs.
Yeah, you were not one of the drivers, yes?
No. No. Our two team captains were because they're the oldest.
That's right. I'm still wondering how they were able to rent cars because usually like 25 is like the
threshold.
They're
both under 25, so yeah. I don't know how that works.
Maybe they got taxed on that a little bit. Who knows? But you guys drove down the way that I would expect you to drive down, which is down the 5 freeway. But then somehow going back, you ended up in Fresno. Is that accurate?
Yes.
How the hell did you end up in Fresno?
I don't understand geography or directions, so I'm not the person to ask.
Yeah, don't be a stereotype. Typical chick.
Bruh.
Look at the map.
Bruh.
But yeah, I don't know how, but you ended up going to Dutch Brothers a couple times, which is nice.
I think there was an accident and there was, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. But we did go to Dutch Bros. And I took advantage both times because it's never on the way to anywhere we go. So.
That's right. It was on the way to Mammoth, sort of.
Yeah.
It really went way out of the way to go there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some a couple up in the AV.
Honestly, we might have gone to Fresno because it had Dutch Bros.
Oh, my gosh.
And my driver really liked
That's insane.
Dutch Bros.
That's insanity.
So.
What did you get? What did you like?
The first time I got this. Okay. They have like a ton of different flavors, but this is what I got on the way there and back from Mammoth too. But I got a soda in the flavor Freedom, which is like raspberry and it's very sweet. It's like pure sugar, which is my favorite. Because they also sell coffee, but I don't like coffee.
Just like your
I
man.
Just like drinking.
Not a big coffee guy.
Sugar. Yeah.
Not a big coffee gal.
Yeah. And then on the way back, I got a freeze in the same flavor.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you guys made it up and back, which I was slightly worried about that and happy that you guys were able to make it.
I ended up with the safer driver, so I was I was kind of happy about that.
Well, define that. Why was it safer? What was the other one doing that wasn't as safe?
Well, my other team captain, I like her. She's a nice person, but she's a very scared driver, and I think a lot of the team can agree
just
about
not too,
that.
Not too clear behind the wheel?
No. Well, I drove with her once last semester,
uh-huh.
and it was when she was in a rush, and she already drives like really fast, but she was going like 100 miles an hour on the freeway and Yikes. Weaving in and out of the fast lane. And she was kind of doing the same thing in this big giant van. It's a long trip and she had some homework. So I guess she tried to do it herself, but the girl in the passenger seat was like, there's no way. So she started doing it with ChatGPT, of course.
Of course.
How
much are college students using the old ChatGPT?
Well, okay. I don't use it very much, and I kind of forget it exists. But I know.
Good girl, I'm proud of that that bear. But
I know a lot of people. I think it's better for like STEM homework.
Sure.
Because there's always just one answer. It's harder to use it for humanities where you actually have to interpret things.
Sure.
But people use it a whole lot.
Sounds rumpy pumpy.
What the heck does that mean?
It just means those people that are using ChatGPT. It sounds Robby Wobby.
Okay, you're old.
Not good.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
But anyway, so this girl, she got somebody else to do her homework, but
Wait,
she
I'm
was...
old?
Well, I'm sorry, all right.
Stop with this.
All right, anyways, what happened?
Anyways, she was not stopped from scrolling on Instagram reels while she was driving and the girl in the passenger seat, I was talking to her a little bit when we got there and she was like, yeah, you know, occasionally she just start to veer and I'd kind of have to tap her on her shoulder to get her, you know, focused again. Like, oh my goodness.
Maybe you can rent like self-driving Teslas next time. Who knows?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm glad you survived that trip. Now you guys did head down there with a particular number of players, and then you you came back with
minus
that particular
one.
Number minus one. So without getting into the particulars of the transgressions or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. let's stay above all that, and let's not take too many sides on that, but let's just stick with the facts of what happened.
Right? Yeah.
And one player ended up not coming back. For what reason, I guess, and like, how did that work? Like, how did she end up getting home? Is she still down in Los Angeles, wandering the streets?
No. Oh. Okay. So, just so everybody knows, she got back safely.
That's good.
She flew home back to Berkeley.
Oh, that's good. Good for her.
Or she's from Nebraska. For all I know, she flew back to Nebraska, but okay. I think she just went back to school. So, basically, there was some drama that happened, some disagreements, and, you know, some issues with behavior. And so it kind of bubbled over during the second game that we were playing, I think like halfway, three quarters of the way through. And our, we don't have coaches, but our co-presidents went over to talk to this player, because there was like a confrontation between her and somebody else. And that was like the Yikes. Boiling point.
Yeah.
So they went over to talk
Any
to her.
Any punches thrown?
No. It was...
No eye gouging?
No.
No fish hooking?
It's all women, so it was all okay. verbal and Hair pulling? Unsaid and petty. So they talked to her about the things that happened. And basically what happened was she got put on probation by one of our co-presidents.
Interesting.
I didn't know they could do that. I don't know... if they really have authority to do that, we don't have a real clear structure, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess if they're the presence of the organization,
yeah,
they
like
can
we don't
they
have,
to
have a coach. So they're like our authority figures, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, so she got put on probation and then she decided that she was going to sit in the car for the rest of the games.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep in mind, we're all adults. She's a college senior.
Yeah.
So she's kind of, she's older than us.
Yeah. I hope she kept the windows cracked. That could be dangerous.
Yeah. Well, she made it out okay.
Okay, good.
But she sat in the car for the rest. And then when we were all loading up the car to go, because we had to drive back the same day, like right after the games are over, she was sitting on the grass in front of the car, and we were all kind of confused because we were like, okay, is she coming or is she not? Yeah. And so then our other co-president, who not the one who put her on probation, the other one, I guess they took turns with dealing with the situation.
Sure.
But... she went over and talked to this player, and I guess she had decided that she quit the team and that she was going to be flying home.
Oh, my gosh.
Which...
Did she take a chopper home?
I don't think so, but
probably
that would be pretty
cool.
Flight.
Okay, very good. Now, at any point, did she look at everybody assembled and, you know, and say something to the effect of, F you, F you, F you, you're cool, F you. Anything like that?
No, but I think she thought I was cool.
That's good. See, you're the one that was like, you're cool. See,
yeah.
That's good.
Well, I mean, she kept trying to stand up for me and defend me in her own way.
Well, that's nice. Like I said, I mean, you want to stay above the fray on this one. And obviously, you're just stating what happened, right? That you know,
yeah, and
without getting too deep into it.
I was okay with not being on her bad side, considering I was in the same car as her and in the same room with her. And so, like, it kind of helped me stay above the drama because I was worried that it wouldn't.
That you get into the muck.
No, especially because, like, we had the co-president and her in my room, so it was kind of like if the drama was going to get worse before the games, it would be kind of trouble for me, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you escaped the trouble, and I'm glad you had a good time, a relatively good time playing softball.
Yeah,
so you're still
nice.
Excited to be on the team?
Yeah, and I'm happy she was able to find a way home because it would have been a really awkward 7-hour car ride.
Yeah. It's probably, like I said, probably.
If she was going to quit the team, I'm glad she was able to get back.
Even if the team leaders and her and whoever was being, you know, petty or unreasonable or whatever, it could have ended a lot worse than what did, right? They all handled it in a relatively mature way. I think it's fairly mature to say, okay, well, it's not okay the way you're behaving for what, like, we're not going to, like, me and you aren't going to. Make a judgment on that, but the powers that be did, and they said it's not okay how you're acting, so we're putting you on probation.
Yeah, I thought that was a good way to handle it.
She said, "Well, okay, fine, you're putting me on probation. Well, I've had enough of this crap. I'm out. I'm quitting." And then she finds her own way home, and that's probably the most graceful way to duck out of it.
Yeah,
if you think of it, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, even for a possibly catastrophic situation, when you're 7 hours. Well, I'm sorry. With the ladies,
the detour.
With the ladies driving, it's like
oh
8 hours
God.
Away from home. but so far away from home and in a foreign land, you know, I don't think, you know, you're from LA, but you're not from that LA.
Yeah.
You know, you're from north of the 101. I mean, you're a valley girl. You're out of your element.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm glad that it all worked out for the best.
Me too.
Yeah.
But there were like 7 players who didn't go.
Oh.
So they had a practice this weekend while I was here because we had the long weekend, but I'm sure they were a little bit confused when they came back and were minus one player. And I think she had only gone to one practice, so a lot of them didn't know her anyways.
Oh, okay.
So it's they missed out on a little bit of team stuff.
Well, I guess sort of all's well that ends well at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're also doing an anime orchestra type of thing, huh?
Yes, I am.
And how's that going?
Well, that was also the same weekend, so I was sad I had to miss
an
event for that. But it's going pretty good. I need to practice more, like a lot more. But it's very nice. The people there are pretty nice. I'm in the violin 2 section.
Nice.
I guess they basically flip a coin and you switch every semester, so that's kind of fun. We're playing a lot of cool songs. I like it.
Like what?
Well, a lot of them are anime songs, so I don't know how much your listeners would know.
You mean your listeners? How about our listeners?
Oh, I guess. Yeah. This is my show. What am I saying?
Exactly.
Anyways, or we're playing a lot of video game songs, too. So one's like the title screen from Pokemon. Another one is from Kingdom Hearts.
That's what I'm getting at, right? Is
yeah.
It's a video game orchestra, so you're playing theme music
video
from
game anime.
Video games
yeah.
and animes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or Nightmare Before Christmas, we're playing a theme from that.
Yeah.
That's when I haven't practiced because it's really hard and I don't really want to do
Which,
it.
Which, the theme from that?
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
And
how
it still sounds cool when I'm not really playing it.
You actually saw that performed live by an orchestra.
I did.
Yeah.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
That was fun. All right, well, cool.
We also saw Weird Al
perform
Willy Wonka at the Hollywood Bowl. Not the same year, but...
That's right.
So, like the same type of performance.
Yes, yes, yes. So hopefully, that's cool. That's the kind of thing that you're doing. You did. So when's the next event for that you're going to make?
Well, we have practice tomorrow, and I have a sectional on Tuesday. That's why I need to practice. But our concert is in December.
On a freaking Sunday.
Sunday night. So I'm really sad
bummer.
That you guys can't come.
Yeah, there's no way we can make that. Which I'm kind of pissed. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So hopefully they have a way we can stream it.
I think so. We have like a whole audio and video staff. So their job is to put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So hopefully it makes it up there.
Oh, you know what? Getting back to softball real quick. We will say that this is a club team and you guys are operating on donations and we're not going to hammer this too hard. But you are trying to be one of the top donators in it.
Oh, yeah,
so
boy.
I am going to put the link in the show notes for this. To help Megan because you get a prize. What's the prize you get if you are one of the top donators? Or
if you're in the top three, you get a personalized Cal softball backpack.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And the only other people who get that are on like the actual school sports teams or if you're in Cal band.
Oh,
so it's pretty cool.
Well, let's do that then.
It ends this following week though. Like this is the last week once we've
Well, it's the home stretch,
episode.
So let's try to kick.
Please donate. You don't need to donate a lot. I'm already top two.
Yes, we need to hold her position, basically.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for.
But just donate whatever you can if you feel like it.
All right, that's good. So with the orchestra and the softball and the library and the studying and whatnot, and I apologize, our washer's done with the cycle. But with all that going on right now at this moment, are you feeling more of the pro Berkeley?
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
Or are you really feeling this?
I think once finals come, I'll start to feel the latter. But for now, I'm liking it.
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
It is.
And one thing you miss is I'm a volunteer dog walker.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the dog walking.
Yeah.
So explain how that's going.
Oh, well, it's going really awesome because obviously I miss my dogs at home.
Yeah, but you got a little bit of dog time.
Yes, I
this
did.
Week.
Yeah, and we got to walk him today.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's this one guy. He's part of like a bigger organization, but basically this one guy walks dogs from the Bay Area on UC Berkeley campus. And the whole point is...
How old is this guy?
He's like 30s, probably.
Yeah. Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's nice.
Kind of a creeper?
No. He's kind of quirky. Like, he's got kind of a funny personality.
Okay.
He makes a lot of dog puns.
Oh, I like that. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
When I told him I couldn't do the dog walking because I was going home, he said to have a magnificent weekend.
Oh, Jesus God.
It's so funny.
Okay, I got it. Where'd it go again?
Sounds rumpy pumpy.
That's ridiculous. Okay. That's good. I'm glad you're making friends. So the dog walking. So how many dogs do you get to walk at once?
Well, last time I walked 5 at once.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. There were a lot of them were like small dogs, so it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. So you have right now you're in the range of you just got through your midterms, right? Or not?
Yeah, I think midterm season just ended. I finished mine like a couple of weeks ago, but the official season is done now.
And then you're going into finals in a couple of weeks then.
Yeah, there's only like 3 or 4 weeks.
That's what sucks about. Well, no, you're in a semester, so it's much longer. Like quarters would go by like this, you know. But yeah. Semesters have a little longer to breathe. But you have been there since August, so.
Yeah, but also the fall semester is always just kind of weird because there's a lot of breaks. Like
yeah,
a lot
true.
Of big holiday breaks, and then the spring sucks because there's nothing.
Yeah. You just get
so
spring break
it's just
kind of
weird
right?
either way.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy we're on semesters and not quarters because that'd be way too fast for me.
It's a nut. It's
I like to settle in a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get that. Looking forward, you've resolved once more to give band a shot. Probably is that true?
Yes.
Probably playing trumpets.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, if you can start to play that, then we're getting closer.
Yeah. I think last year, or if I decided to stay in it this year, I could have, but it's a little too ambitious. So
yeah.
I'm going to try and practice going into it so I can be a little bit more confident on the musical side. And then I can focus on learning the marching and everything, which they'll probably just have me stand in the stands anyways.
Yeah.
But we still have to practice.
Which
marching.
Is fine. But I mean, you just want to be on the band and have the
yeah,
uniform and be able to play
fun,
some of the songs.
And everybody was really nice. And so it'll be really cool.
And then what about your teaching the pigeons and ringing the bells in the Campanile?
Oh.
Or the Falcons.
Well, there's a chance that I might try and do that this upcoming semester. I need like an extra credit. But I need to practice my piano. I could probably do that over winter.
Because you got to play the bells on the piano up there, right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, basically. It's like a big piano, but with like pedals for all the keys, I think, is how it works.
Luckily for you, you have a freaking 60s style, awesome, you know, thing like the music that you'd play like the Doors with or something.
Oh, yeah.
Organ in your room now.
I do.
It's your grandfather's that you inherited.
Yes.
And it's pretty rad.
I do.
Yeah,
yes,
so it's
like cool.
It simulates what a B3 would do if you know what a B3 is. So you have that to practice on.
Yeah.
So now, you had to get that back up on your list, I think.
I do.
And then you're also looking at possibly traveling abroad in the spring/summer.
Yeah, that would be summer. Oh, just to clarify, band would be fall of next school year.
Yeah.
This upcoming spring, I think I'm going to join a choir, which I tried out for.
Wow.
Do I have singing experience?
No, you do not.
No. But I did it, and it's fun, and it seemed nice.
I am glad you are doing your best impression of Max Fisher, and I hope all these projects go well for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall in love with my high school teacher, but I'm going to do
the
all the other
passed.
Things are fun.
Now you fall in love, it'll be with some university professor, so I mean, I know it's not,
that's
you know,
gross.
That's not supposed to happen anymore, but I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of relationships that started, on the university campus.
I'll stay away from that side of
good.
Max Fisher.
That's probably good.
But, yeah, I'm like doing all the things. Also, I am a good student, so I'm staying away from that side too.
Yeah, Max.
3.65 GPA.
He was on academic probation. His
Don't ask
career.
Me what it is at the end of the semester. It might change.
Hopefully it's still good.
It's
good
not going to go down that much, but.
Good, I'm glad. So.
Oh, but yeah, study abroad, summer, 5 week Paris
the
program. They're having like an orientation
which
for
is
all
5 weeks
that
you're
going to
be away
week.
From me, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
But
I'll be in Paris.
It's for the good.
I can FaceTime you in front of the Louvre.
Well, and there's a chance we might just come out and, you know, come crash your party for a little bit. Who knows?
That'd be pretty lit.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Okay, so you were doing that. So you're a busy bee, right?
Yes, I am.
You don't have hardly any time to do anything else other than...
And I'm joining a D&D campaign.
Oh, my gosh.
Eventually.
Yeah, and you have a character that you already did.
Yeah, I made it. It's pretty swag.
And...
It's a sea elf.
You got to see the Golden Bears win an actual basketball game, correct?
Yes.
What was it like after a year of watching and never getting over the hump? Like, are there even players on this team that you like now? Like, Lars is gone. He was my favorite.
I love Lars.
You're the guy. Who's your
he
favorite
ended
lesser?
Up being the, who? Anybody who said Lars sucked which I know he didn't do the best, but yeah. I love Lars. He ended up being the highest scorer on our team.
That's right.
So those people can shut it.
Can suck it.
I love Lars. Stanford. Yes. Anyways, I like Vlad. I've only seen him play once, but I like Vlad. He's from Montenegro?
Oh, that sounds fun.
And he looks Amish. He's kind of cool. I don't think he is Amish, but he looks cool.
Maybe you want to do some research where you
No, but he's got like a giant like bushy beard and like the long curly hair, and he puts it in a ponytail, and he's like a white guy, and he looks like he might be farming potatoes or something.
Well, maybe we should do some research on that.
I'm sorry, Amish people. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're probably not listening because you don't have the technology, but I'm sorry.
Easy, Tiger. So let's... Wait, who's your favorite player last year?
I really like Sam Alagiki.
Did he transfer?
He transferred.
I know. I'm sorry. Where did he transfer?
I like Kwani Kwani, too. I don't know where he transferred.
Oh, okay. Well...
Kwani Kwani graduated.
You now have a legitimate head coach, I think, in Mark Madsen, who you noticed was really tall,
he's
which
so
you
tall.
Didn't realize he was a former Laker.
No.
And he also went to Stanford. So suck at Stanford.
Suck at Stanford.
But give me a good suck at Stanford.
Suck at Stanford.
Thank you. Very good. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seeing the win, it was good once I realized we won. But.
Wait, how long did it take you to realize that you won?
Well, like we weren't. We didn't win until like the very end.
Oh, it was a
it
close
was tied
game.
The entire
and it
time.
It wasn't supposed to be a close game.
No, we had like a 90% chance of winning. Was the forecast
was
for
the projection?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not that, a very good game.
I know how that feels. You said I just lost a game, which I think they were like a 94% projected winner.
It's sad.
Pretty brutal.
So we won, but it didn't feel like that great, you know.
Yeah. No, I know. I know what you're saying. But no, wait. But it had to feel great because you. Actually watched a victory.
Yes, it did. It did, but it didn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to get up there. Hopefully, I don't remember. I hope the Bruins play at Haas.
Gee whiz. We'll see.
I'll have to check the schedule. But hopefully I'll get up there for that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else? Because we still have stuff to do before you go home.
Oh,
we have to get to the airport.
Just
and
a shout out.
Now, we already have almost a half hour here.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that fun? Time flies.
Yeah.
You're having fun. On the bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You were going to give a shout out or something.
Oh, to my two teammates and one of her boyfriends that I went to the game with.
Oh, nice.
That
was
fun.
Who
her
was
boyfriend
that?
Like caught a shirt and he like ripped it out of somebody's hand. It was awesome.
Is this the baseball player guy or something?
Yeah, he's on the... he's on the club baseball team. And you know who else was on the club baseball team?
Some guy that made the basketball team?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just got scared because the audio thing, it just turned on in my headphones, and it was really loud. I couldn't hear myself the whole time we were talking until just now.
Oh, wow.
But.
Interesting.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
We'll work out the kinks by next time.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. You okay now?
I'm okay.
Did you survive that?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, you know, now you know a club baseball player who's dating one of your friends who's on the club softball team, and they know somebody who is on the basketball team because they're also on the club softball team, or club baseball team.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so, I know some of them because I checked them into their dorm last year.
Well, very fun.
I know Okafor.
Oh,
I
nice.
Saw him. He was really nice. I saw another guy. I don't remember his name. He was less nice, but he wasn't mean.
And you don't have that gig anymore, so you won't have...
No, but I still have access to all the dorms.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they never revoked it, and I could technically still sign up for shifts for that job.
Oh, maybe you should.
I think they have so many people that they don't really keep track.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's something to explore if you're bored. But that's not how you're going to be bored. You got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know when we'll probably do one around Thanksgiving, I imagine, because that's the next time you'll be around.
Yes.
And we'll see how that's going. So.
Also, we watched Django, and I love that movie so much. It's one of the best movies ever.
It really is.
And I love Jamie Foxx.
Doesn't everybody? Gee whiz.
They should.
Yeah. You have a.
I have an
18-inch tall Django figure.
Realistic action figure.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Now I just need to get you a LeBron one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been wonderful, darling. And we will see you. We'll catch up with you, like I said, in a couple weeks. But until next time, what do we say?
Go Bears. And suck at Stanford and USC.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
It is SC Week. F those guys.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about you going to a big game? By the time you get back, you'll have gone to Big Game or you will have not gone to Big Game.
Is that this week?
It's next week.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, let's hope it's Suck at Stanford, and we'll see if you go.
Yeah, even if I don't go, I'll watch.
Of course.
It might be too much to go all the way to Stanford.
Yeah, we already had a road trip there this year. Yes, we didn't even talk about it. Me and Malcolm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Next time. So, anyways, once again, let's sign off again.
Okay.
What do we say?
Go Bears. It's Suck at Stanford. We're going to win Big Game.
You're going to keep adding words onto the...
I'm sorry. I have to. Go Bears. It's Suck at Stanford.